Well, happy Tuesday morning, team. This is Oren Solomon jumping on this morning's Mojo call to start off the month of November. Can you believe it's November already, man? We are jumping into the holidays. So I've got a quick message for you guys today to start off the day and your week and your month. Look, there are universal laws that govern our planet. And these laws apply to every person, no matter what their race, their religious belief, their gender, their height, their weight, etc. does not matter. These laws apply to everyone. So I want to talk about cause and effect and a number of different ways. But let's look at the definition of cause and effect. Cause and effect is the relationship between two things when one thing makes something else happen. I'm going to say it again. It's when one thing makes something else happen. So if you're looking into the reason why things happen, it's definitely because of cause and effect. So let me give you a few examples. So a few years ago, I decided to really focus on my health. You know, as you get older, you really got to take care of yourselves, and you guys know this, just because the body starts to talk to you. And so I started eating a little differently and exercising more and that kind of thing. And just this past year, during this whole COVID thing, I said, I really want to focus on my health. So I said, let me just start to do some intermittent fasting. Angela introduced me to like an 8-week program where I only eat from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. is the only times I eat. After that, I do not eat. And, you know, I exercise and do all this other stuff. And I did that religiously during that time. Well, during that time, I lost like 15 pounds. And it was simple. Now, was it tough? Yes. You know, I went through some cravings and that kind of thing. But the reason that that happened was because I stuck to the plan. I did not deviate. I didn't eat at 8:30. I didn't drag it out. I did exactly what the plan said. And the effect was I lost 15 pounds. All right. So another way of putting it is whatever you put into something is what you'll get out of it. And I'll give you a couple more examples here. Have you ever seen a weightlifter or a bodybuilder or a person that's really committed to lifting weights? The more you consistently lift the weights, you know, the stronger you become, your body adjusts to the strain it's putting on your muscles, and your muscles tend to grow. Thus, you have a physical appearance. You have a change. Again, that's another definition of cause and effect. On the contrary, if you eat too much and do not exercise, you will gain weight. And that could lead to a whole bunch of other different negative effects, like health issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, heart disease. What happened? The bottom line here is these are universal laws. There's no way of getting around them. They apply to everyone. I mean, I can name every single aspect of your life in which cause and effect. If you look at rain, look at what rain does. It rains, it waters the plants, waters the trees, they become green. It just helps the environment, all right? I'll give you a couple more examples. We just had Halloween here a couple nights ago. If your child or grandchild eats too much candy without brushing his or her teeth, they will become rotten, or they'll have a few cavities, and they may even get a tummy ache. Okay, so whatever we put in obviously comes out. Again, it's cause and effect. Now, I hope I don't offend anyone with this particular example, but many of you can relate to this. Cause and effect even jumps into our family life. Let me explain. When you and your spouse, you and your partner decided to have a child, there was an act that took place, wink, wink. And usually 8 to 9 months later, a new life is created, the effect. It's a beautiful, natural thing. But that act, you can't halfway do, all right? You either do it or you don't. There's no way of being halfway pregnant. Okay, so again, another example of cause and effect. Let's look at ACN. I was taught early on that the bigger the commitment, the bigger the paycheck. All right, we are all where we are supposed to be in life based on the decisions, the commitments, or the lack of commitments that we made to this point in our life. Look, we drive the car we drive based on what we can afford. We live in the home that we live in based on what we can afford. And whatever that is, it's based upon what you did to get to that point in life, cause and effect. And you are where you are in ACN because of the, and it's based on the commitment level that you've had to this point in the business. See, cause and effect does not discriminate. Whatever you put in, you get out. It doesn't matter how long you've been with the company or all that matters is what you did with the time that you had while you were with the company. There are some activities that we do that are just time wasters or they don't yield results. So just showing up and not just showing up to these conferences are not enough. You've got to do more. Just showing up to Zoom meetings and Zoom trainings, and Saturday trainings. It's not going to cut it, guys. That's not going to get you to RVP or get you to RD. All right, you've got to do more. You've got to present more. You've got to peak more. You've got to get customers. So the bottom line here is you've got to invest more time and energy and effort into whatever it is you're trying to accomplish so you can actually reach those particular goals. I can honestly tell you guys, cause and effect, it's just everything. It has to do with everything in our life. Again, the bigger the commitment, the bigger the paycheck. And the more you give, the more you get. If you're trying to go RD right now and you're on this call, you got to do more. You got to talk to more people. You've got to build more relationships. You've got to connect with more people. You got to do more presentations. You have to become a better communicator. All of the above, cause and effect. So with that said, it's a new month. Let's kick the month of November in the butt. Let's do more, have more, be more, have an awesome day.